Prince of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm sitting here at my desk making this week's tapes just before I go to Christians United for Israel in Washington, D.C., where we're going to be visiting every one of our elected officials, state by state, the people that voted for them, or against them, will be coming to their offices and saying, please help the United States of America to stay in the position of blessing Israel. And so I'm telling you this week and next on our radio broadcast why I'm there, why my feet I've given faith to my faith that I believe the Word of God and what He said about Israel, about their coming home, and about my place, what I need to do about it. Today we'll begin with Psalm 103, and I'm going to head up today's teaching is Israel is the nation with the prophetic anointing. The prophetic anointing is upon it. Of course, the prophets that we have in the Bible were Jews. Even the New Testament was written. All but one book, possibly Luke, was written by Jews. And in Romans 3, 1 and 2, it says, what advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. We studied yesterday that the Spirit of God breathed the Scriptures, and that the Scriptures are at least one half or two thirds prophecy, and that by giving prophetic Scriptures and telling us what will happen before it happens, then it is the proof that God is God. So they were the nation chosen by God, to whom He committed these oracles, these prophecies that were written down and became the Bible. Psalm 105 shows us the prophetic anointing upon Israel. I love this psalm. The psalm is about God's dealings with the nation of Israel. And I love to sing the song where it talks about how God brought them out, you know. He brought them out in the Exodus. And we always sing it, He brought forth His people with joy. He brought forth His people with joy. His chosen with gladness. Or really, it says singing. His chosen with singing. He brought forth His people with joy. That is verse 43. And it's the chorus of this wonderful song. And then in verse 37, He brought them forth with silver and with gold. And there was not one feeble among their tribes. I see this, and I was taught it by Sister Jeannie Wilkerson. It's a type of the rapture of the church. And so He brought them out. There wasn't one feeble among their tribe. He brought them out with silver and with gold. He spread a cloud for a covering, verse 39, and a fire to give light in the night. He led them. He leads us. Verse 41, He opened up the rock, and the waters gushed out like a river in dry places. He brought forth His people with joy. He'll bring us forth with joy and with singing. Hallelujah. But going back in this very same chapter where He talks all about His dealings with the nation of Israel, He says in verse 14, He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Now the references, when you study the Bible, remember no scripture is of its, it won't stand on its own. So this right here has to be, who is He talking to? What kings did He reprove for their sakes? Well, all the references will take you to Sarah in Genesis 26:11, and Rebekah in Genesis 12:17, and then Genesis 20:18, when they were taken by the kings of the Philistines. Avimelech, or we say Abimelech. God told those kings, don't touch them. Actually, it was just Sarah. And God said, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Well, those prophets were in Sarah. She had not yet had any children. It would be much later that she did. But God said, don't touch my prophets. The prophets were in her. The nation of Israel was in her by their father Abraham. So the nation is a prophetic nation. And to this prophetic nation, He gave a great prophecy right here in Psalm 105, verse 8. He hath remembered His covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Now this is the covenant that the Bible calls the everlasting covenant. No man can disannul this. No United Nations. No preacher of replacement theology. God said he confirms this law to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, here it is. Here's the everlasting covenant with Israel. Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Now, he has said in here, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. That marks them out as the prophetic nation. They wrote the prophecies that God breathed. Now, Jesus himself said this. He marked them out as one we should watch as a sign of his coming. That's prophecy. Jesus gave a lot of prophecy in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. And we see in Matthew 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He prophesied the tearing, actually Herod had done a refurbishing, 34-year refurbishing job on the temple, the second temple. And oh, he used huge stones. When we take people there today, the temple western wall is still standing. Not the wall, not the temple wall, but the wall around the whole artificial platform upon which the temple set. The western wall is still there. And when we take people and they see those huge stones, they always remark, how did they do this? And that's how it was that day. They were looking at these. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him, saying, tell us. They had said, Master, look at these stones. He said, not one will be left upon another. They walked down from Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount. They walked through the Kidron Valley. They walked up on the Mount of Olives, where they often gathered, the Bible says, probably to Gethsemane. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, one, tell us when shall these things be? That's when shall the temple be destroyed. And number two, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age? They had no idea it would be 2,000 years apart, I'm quite sure. Now, we always have to remember that we rightly divide the word. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In the numerical Bible, they have a note on this chapter, and they say, in Matthew, the Lord deals with the second question, where the disciples seem to identify the coming of the Lord with the end of the age. In Luke 21, we have the taking of Jerusalem by the Romans. So here, he's speaking of the end of the age in Matthew 24. But in Luke 21, he's going to be mostly talking about what's going to happen in the destruction of the temple 70 AD. 40 years after he made the prophecy, it was fulfilled with Titus or Titus the Roman. Now we'll go over to Luke 21 when he is talking about this. And he tells them that in Luke 21:20, you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies. You shall know the desolation thereof is nigh. Now remember in 24, he's talking about the abomination of desolation, the Antichrist, Matthew 24. But here in Luke 21, he's speaking of when it was destroyed by the Romans. He prophesied it 40 years before, and he said, verse 24, they shall fall by the edge of the sword, that's the Jews, and they fell at the Roman sword. They shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the nations, or Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. After Rome came in, and of course, especially with the destruction of the temple, then from that time on, a prophetic time on, it was trodden down of Gentiles. And he says that they shall be led away captive, and they were, the Jews were led away captive. into all the nations. And then he skipped ahead. He skipped ahead almost 2,000 years, and he said, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's the time of Gentile rule in Jerusalem. So now he's over to the end of the age and the fulfilling of the Gentile rule. And verse 29, he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. The fig tree is Israel. Joel 1:7 will show you that. Behold the fig tree in this prophecy. Behold the fig tree, watch it, in other words, and watch all the trees. They've asked for the sign of his coming, the sign of his parousia, the sign of when he's going to set up the visible kingdom in the earth. And he says the time clock to it is mainly, number one, Israel. Number two, the other nations of prophecy. He spoke to them a parable. Watch the fig tree, that's Israel. And all the trees, the other nations of prophecy. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The generation that sees the fig tree bud, the generation that sees Israel reborn, that generation will not pass away until everything's fulfilled. Folks, that's my generation. I was a child when Israel was reborn in 1947. It was voted there could be a nation of Israel. It was actually reborn in 1948. I am a witness in 1967 when Jerusalem came back into their hands, and God has let me be a witness and live in that land. Bless the Lord. You cannot obey the Lord. You cannot know how to behave in these last days as a nation unless you watch the fig tree, watch Israel. That's why we're in Washington, D.C. when you hear this. And we're saying, let's keep God's word. Now, folks, we're going to have a youth rally right here in Branson, Missouri, Champions for Christ. We have this every year. And oh my goodness, what a rally it is. We've had miracles of healing. We have all the most marvelous meetings. I come to the young people and I speak to them prophetically. I say to them, you know, you're like Daniel. He knew what to do because he listened to Jeremiah the prophet when Jeremiah prophesied what to do, when he would be carried off into captivity. And so these young people, they love to know about the exciting time in which they live. We don't scare them. We tell them they're counted upon, and they are. They are the Daniels and the Josephs and the Esthers. Praise God. You can find out about this meeting by calling 1-800-972-3447. At that same number, you can find out about our special offer so that you can know about Israel and watch the fig tree. We're offering Zechariah, and we're offering Israel and the Plan of God. Those are two books by David Barron. We have a book you must have if you can only get one of them. And it is about the mountains of Israel, how they are the West Bank. All three books for $40 or at special prices. Just call and you can find out what they are at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.